VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The Israeli Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman has resigned in protest. He opposed the Egyptian-brokered ceasefire between Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas. Correspondent Linda Grantstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
He says what happened with the ceasefire and deal with Hamas is a capitulation to terror. He says there is no other way to explain it. He was referring to a deal Tuesday with Hamas in Gaza for the ceasefire after Hamas fired more than 400 rockets at Israel and Israel launched dozens of airstrikes on Gaza in return.
Rather than a ceasefire, Lieberman said he wanted stronger military action against Hamas in Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu defended the decision to halt the fighting, which took lives on both sides. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence took a hard line Wednesday, face-to-face, with the de facto leader of Myanmar, Aung San Suu Kyi. He told her there is no excuse for the tragedy of the Rohingya Muslims. He spoke to her at the ASEAN conference in Singapore.
This is a tragedy that has touched the hearts of millions of Americans. The violence and persecution by military and vigilantes that resulted in driving 700,000 Rohingya to Bangladesh is without excuse. The arrest and jailing of two journalists last fall was deeply troubling to millions of Americans, and I look forward to speaking with you about the premium that we place on a free and independent press.
Diplomatic efforts are underway to bring an end to the fighting for control of the Red Sea port city of Hodeidah in Yemen. The city is under attack by a Saudi-led pro-government coalition battling Houthi rebel defenders. This is VOA News. The United Nations warned